DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Who cares about the pitching? The Mets are going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Griffin Canning out for the season. Who knows how bad he is? It's okay. Don't worry about it. The Mets, they just need offense. They just need offense. Listen, this is just another example of how it is important to go out there and make a move sooner than later for this starting pitching for the New York Mets, because we can sit and try to dissect the New York Mets offense, but the problem is inconsistent at best. You're going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who, by the way, supposedly are terrible, but they put up 9 runs. They put up 9 runs against the New York Mets. David Peterson is obviously the biggest culprit. Blake Tidwell goes in there and, you know, stinks to join up as well. But David Peterson, he is supposed to be the tone setter of this New York Mets pitching staff. If David Peterson can't get things right, then this pitching staff is going to sink rather quickly, because right now, we're talking about David Peterson. We're talking about Clay Holmes, who is probably going to go start pitching closer to 5 innings more than anything else. He's not going deeper into games. Whether he's struggling on the mound or whether they're doing a pitch count, he is looking at 5 innings. If you want to look at Paul Blackburn, you're lucky if he can give you 4. Who's next? Who's up next? Who's next in line? Frankie Montas? You're lucky you got 5 innings out of him the other day. How often is he going to do that? We don't know. But this New York Mets pitching staff is a huge question mark. And for anybody to sit there and not get concerned, you're the problem. You're the problem. Because this team, I'm not going to say they're not good enough to win anything. No, I still think they are a playoff-bound team. But if you bring this style of pitching staff into the playoffs, you're going to get shelled. You're going to get shelled. Year in and year out, we see studs, aces, Cy Youngs, whatever it is, go into the playoffs and shut down good offenses. And whether the Mets have one or not, they have really good players. They have Pete Alonso. They got Juan Soto, who hit his 20th home run. They got Francisco Lindor, who's been on a very big slump right now. Let's be honest here. But if you talk about the Mets offense, they will get shut down in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. Are they going to be able to stay close in games? And don't sit there and say, well, we'll have a bullpen game. You can't have a bullpen game every game in the playoffs. It's not suitable. It's not going to last. And now with Griffin Canning going down, with Kodai Senga out, with Sean Manaea, not even sure what he's going to be like when he first returns. I know the loose bodies, it's not a big deal. He'll come back, he'll pitch, he'll be fine. But do we know what fine is for Sean Manaea? I don't know. I haven't seen Shohmanaya pitch all season long. He's been injured. He's been sidelined. Maybe the good thing is he has been sidelined, and unlike last year in the playoffs where he crapped the bed, maybe he'll be his best self come playoff time. But that's a lot of crossing the fingers. David Peterson was the one reliable pitcher that we had that was going to go on the mound and give you 7 innings deep, 8 innings deep, maybe even 9. And yet he continuously has hiccups. And the Mets cannot afford to have any starting pitching have a hiccup game. It's not going to work. Which is why right now, hey, everyone celebrated the 2 wins over the Braves. But let's look long term right now. They are 11 of 14 of their last 14. They've lost 11 of their last 14 games. They've won 3 games over that span, the last 14. That is not winning baseball. This team, New York Mets, continuously, and this is a message to Steve Cohen and David Stearns, and I know that I feel like I say this all the time, but I'm not going to stop until it's fixed. The New York Mets still have that sting of years past. Still have that stench of, wow, remember when there was that 7-17 lead? Seven game lead, 17 games, and they blew it in 2007. Well, the Mets have been blowing their first place lead in the division. First of all, starting this losing streak, they had the best record in baseball. Now they're halfway out of the playoffs.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would be worried if I'm a New York Mets fan. I just would be. I'm not sitting here feeling comfortable about this, sitting here going, oh, it's all going to work out. Don't worry about it. No, it's time to be proactive. And David Stearns has to do something where he goes and says, you know what? I am going to look and bring in a starting pitcher. I have to. We're not going to survive the next 10 to 15 games. We're not going to survive till the All-Star break. You can't let these leads just disappear. You know, if you let it disappear, and if this is just a 500 team the rest of the way, you're basically sitting in the wild card game again, which I heard everybody say that the goal is the division. Got to win the division. The division is what we need this year. Well, at this rate, you're not going to win it. You're just not. And again, back to what I was saying to Steve Cohen and David Stearns. If you think that just saying we want to change the culture, we want to change the vibe, we want to change the way that the Mets fans think about their team, talk is a lot. I need to see actions. And right now, I haven't seen any sort of action taking place. To fix this team right now, to keep them from skidding and losing more games? I mean, they're in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's terrible. They don't have any offense whatsoever. And yet they put up 9 runs. 9 runs! And if it wasn't for Juan Soto's solo home run, Mets would put up a 0. And they're not even facing Paul Skenes. That, to me, is unbelievable. How bad this team has played and how everyone's just sitting there and not getting worried. And again, I guess I'm the same because I'm thinking, oh, they're going to get to the playoffs. At this rate, I don't know. At this rate, I have no clue. They seem like a first round and out team right now, this New York Met team. And I don't think they're trading for a big bat, first of all. I know that I'd like to see another bat added to this lineup. But more importantly, they need to add an actual starting pitcher. I don't care what the pitching lab says, who you think you can fix. You need a solid starting pitcher who can go in there and give you innings, get you deep into a game, give you seven innings. I know it's a rarity these days. At least give you six. We're getting 3 2/3. We're getting two innings. That has to change. That's called an opener. That is not a starting pitcher. A starting pitcher goes in there and gives you length and helps your team out, go deep into games, and helps your bullpen. We don't have that. The New York Mets do not have that. Right now, they have a bunch of experiments. And David Peterson. And David Peterson, unfortunately, was human on Friday night, and he got shelled, and he failed. And I know it's the end of June. There's still 3 months to go. The trade deadline's going to come around. Don't worry about it. I do worry. Because so far, David Stearns has shown me that he is not looking to make a huge splash come trade deadline. He's not sitting there going, you know what we could do? Let's get the best pitcher available right now. If there's a pitcher that's available to be traded and he's the number one pitcher available, let's go get him and bring him in. No. It's let's get bullpen help. Let's see what we could do with the bullpen. And if we can't, you know, if it's not even for this year, let's get bullpen for next year. Maybe one more utility guy. I mean, we got 1,000 utility guys. We got 1,000 people in the bullpen. It's on a ridiculous rotation right now. I mean, the amount of call-ups and send-downs and DFAs and waivers, waiver claims, the amount of moves that the New York Mets have put together in the past 2 weeks are outrageous. I don't even know how it's legal. I know it is, but it's stupid. It's ridiculous how many people have gotten a call just to be sent right back down, just to be waived, to be put back on the 40-man roster, then to be shifted around. I mean, there's more moves in the past 2 weeks than there's been in the past 2 years. And it's continuous. This is David Stearns' MO. He'll go with the experiments. He'll go with the pitching lab. He'll go with the Rick Peterson route. Give me 5 minutes, I'll fix him. It's going to take a lot more than 5 minutes to fix a lot of these pitches, I'm sorry. It's going to take a lot more than a couple weeks, a couple games. It's going to take a lot more to fix years of awful, awful pitching. It's not that easy. I'm sorry. They make it sound easy, but it's not that easy. And so far, I know the numbers look good, but there's a lot of misconception there. The pitching rotation still has the best ERA in baseball. The starting pitching has the best ERA in baseball. But how many innings do they pitch? How many innings are they going out? Max Fried is going out 7 to 8 innings every single game. Carlos Rodon even is giving you 6-7 good innings. We're lucky if Clay Holmes gives you 4 2/3. That's what we're crossing our fingers on. And then back to the bullpen. And then when the bullpen blows it, we go, oh, this guy sucks. Oh, this guy's terrible. Oh, how can we do it? You cut this guy, cut that guy. You can't cut everybody. How about you just get some reliable arms that can go the distance or at least get you
2/3 of the way to the end of the game. Can you try that? I'm not expecting to go the whole way, but it's got to be more than half. Please, save this team, save this roster, save this bullpen. I mean, Edwin Diaz right now has been doing a great job of shutting things down, but even he's going to start to flop. Reed Garrett has had his moments. I mean, it's just been terrible left and right. The pitching on this New York Mets team right now, it's hit an all-time low. And again, the numbers are a facade. The numbers are a facade. Don't let it fool you. They need help. And David Stearns has to recognize it sooner than later. 888-808-1019. And listen, there's names. We'll get into names. I mean, there's one right off the top of the list. And I saw him the other day say, or the Marlins say they don't want to trade him now. Maybe he's off the board. I don't care. Give him what you need. Get it done. Sandy Alcantara needs to be a New York Met this year. If Mitch Keller's available, go get him. Don't make up the Paul Skeens nonsense. Paul Skeens isn't going anywhere right now. I'm sorry. Everyone loves to be like, oh, well, the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't going to pay him. Yeah, but they have so much control. They're not just going to hand him over to the Mets because we want him. Zach Gallen in Arizona. There's plenty of pieces. There's plenty of pitchers that should be available come trade deadline. And hopefully before that. And guess what? If you're worried about what you're going to give up to get those pitchers, don't worry. Give it up. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Because right now, this offense, they're anemic. They are anemic. It doesn't make a difference who's there. It doesn't make a difference if it's Brett Beatty. It doesn't make a difference if it's Mark Vientos, Ronnie Mauricio, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, Tyrone Taylor, Francisco Lindor, who has been the biggest culprit to being as bad offensively right now. Francisco Lindor is terrible right now. And I understand he gets a pass because last year he carried the team the second half of the season, but right now, he has been putrid offensively. Pete Alonso's, even though Alonso is slumping as far as power-wise, he's still driving in runs, he's still getting hits, he's still keeping a solid average, amazingly. But even he has slumped. It's universal. There's one guy hitting, his name is Juan Soto. That's it. And I never thought I'd say it, but this team revolves around Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso. If they're not hitting, if they're not providing run support, then the Mets are losing. We all thought it was going to be Juan Soto. We all thought Juan Soto was going to be that guy that was going to carry this Mets team. He was going to be the leader, and it's the opposite. He can do everything right, and they still lose. When he was terrible, the first 2 months of the season, all I heard was Juan Soto is awful. He's not worth the money. He's, you know, and listen, we'll get into the defensive part later on as well, too. But offensively, he was atrocious. Getting on base, but wasn't hitting the ball. No power. But guess what? They were winning. Now, he's got 11 home runs in the month of June. With 19 RBI, by the way, that's called Curtis Granderson level, okay? Curtis Granderson once hit 30 home runs and scored 59 RBIs. This is Juan Soto right now. He's doing it all by himself. Not getting any help. And they're losing. This is a very low point for the Mets this year. And I do have a solution. You know, I heard Keith giving a lot of gimmicks. I got a gimmick for you. I'll talk about it after the break. I got a gimmick for you. But reality, they need to go and acquire a starting pitcher now. Not wait a month till the deadline. Because by then, will the Mets even be in second place in the NL East? Will the Braves pass them? because that's where we're going to get if the Mets can't start winning games in a row and more than two or three out of 14. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. I'll get to your phone calls coming up next, and I'll give you my sarcastic solution to who and what will help this Mets team actually turn things around. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app if you miss anything at all. You can check out BT and Sal, Boomer and Geo, Evan and Tiki, all that stuff and more on the Odyssey app. Or you can just hit the rewind button if you want to hear me rant for the past 20 minutes. At 2 o'clock, that's when I jumped on. Here, there's this nice little rant I had about the Mets. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.